You know, when you play a game like we played, I guess it was Sunday night, it seemed like forever. You know, you can't wait, of course, to play that next game. Have to wait a little bit longer this week. I'm not going to actually practice today. We'll get back on our regular routine tomorrow. So I can't tell you an awful lot about, you know, what's happened since then. I know a lot of you would like to know about Jay Cutler and how he's doing. He's getting better. We'll continue. Of course, we're still evaluating him, and he's meeting with people, seeing the medical staff, our trainers, and all of that. But he is getting better. We do have a little bit more time, and that's always good. Shea McClellan also is getting better, which you would like for the players to. You would like for that to happen, of course, with them. Guy like Alshon Jeffrey, it's been out a while. He's getting better also. So I can't wait to get on the practice field tomorrow to see exactly where we are. San Fran's a good football team. You know, when you're number one in the league rushing football, I mean, that gets your attention. Playing at home, I know they're a little disappointed like we are from their last game. You know, we're back in NFC also. It's a big game for us, and of course we realize that. Didn't have a lot of success the last time we played out there, but hopefully we have more this week. You know, I can't really get into all that. When a guy has a concussion period, whether it's first or whatever, it's a concern for you. And, of course, we would do everything possible to get him back, I mean, back up to par and all of that. But, I mean, it'll all take care of itself, whether it's two or whatever. He's not going to go back, not going to start practicing until he's completely healed and ready to go. Won't play, of course, until there's no issues with that. So that'll all take care of itself. We need to get a win, and this is a big game for us. And we like our backup plan at the quarterback position. We like Jason Campbell. We've been saying that all along. And the reason why we like him is based on what we've seen from him in meetings, practice field, training camp, all those different situations. We brought him here for a situation like this, if it comes, if Jay can't go. So we have a good backup plan, and that's the best position you can be in if your starter can't go. Jason Campbell has played good football in NFL. I think he came in with a limited amount of reps Sunday night and did an okay job. If he has to play this week, he'll do an even better job. Jim, each week there's been a special receiver that we played. Seemed like every team has a great number one guy to go to. Of course, San Francisco has a couple. I mean, we talked about Crabtree, but Manningham's a good football player. Of course, Randy Moss has been a great player. They have a good receiving core. Their tight end, Davis, is as good as any tight end out there. So there are a lot of things that we're going to have to deal with. Running game-wise, we're going to start with it. When you're the number one rushing team, you have a great tailback. Frank Gore is a great tailback. So there's a lot of things to really concern us, but you know and I think every game that I've talked to you about the opponent that we're playing, I'm saying we do what we do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who we're playing, we should have a plan for just about anybody we play. I know like all teams, they're gonna take every precaution like we are, and Alex won't practice and won't play until he's symptom-free and he's good to go. He took a big shot, too. There are a lot of big shots that were taken. Some end up with concussions and others didn't. But that's what I think. They're going to use the same approach. In this game, injuries happen, and your backup has to be ready. Their backup was ready, played most of the game last week, and led them back after they were down. So I'm sure they're going to go with plan two, and they feel pretty good about it, like we do. He's a heck of an athlete, and they played him some before. He's come in the past and had more of the wildcat type plays, but last week I think he was 11 or 17 or something like that in the second half. He came in and really got into a rhythm. He, as I said, is a good athlete. He can take off when the pass isn't there. So I think they're feeling pretty good about their chances with him, like we are.